Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Today on the WCBS Morning News.
New York City will be packed today, both with outbound travelers and with inbound tourists here to see the inflation of the balloons for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
The price of a Thanksgiving meal soars over 20% in the tri-state area.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I'm Marla Diamond with shoppers in Secaucus.
Patrons of a 9th Avenue gay bar are relieved to hear police have caught the alleged brick thrower, but
the owner of Verst said he's somewhat puzzled, though, that this is not considered a hate crime.
Also ahead, the stunning announcement from a rock and roll legend and his death a day later in today's 88 Seconds in Sound.
It's Wednesday. It's November 23rd. Good morning. I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Ashok Bala. Craig Allen says it's going to be nice today. Sunny, pleasant, high around 55.
Well, I'm glad it is nice because getaway day is underway. An expected surge in post-pandemic Thanksgiving travel is already evident, even at this early hour.
It was 4 a.m. here at the James Gandolfini service area in Montvale when I spoke with Rich, who stopped for a travel break, and I asked him how people were driving.
Don't ask how people drive. It's unbelievable.
What, faster?
No, stupid.
So not faster, stupid.
Unsafe.
What kind of stupid? I mean, they're doing dumb things on the road?
Dumb things. Like from the left lane, they realize they're missing the exit. And they don't even look. They just zoom across 3-4 lanes to take the exit.
The road's expected to get heavier and heavier throughout the day today. AAA's Robert Sinclair says maybe wait till tomorrow.
Wake up early Thanksgiving Day and leave at 6 a.m. If your destination's 200 miles away, that takes about 4 hours. So you'll be there by 10 a.m. That's plenty of time to enjoy yourself.
On the Parkway in Montvale, Glenn Shuck, WCBS News Radio 880.
And if history proves true, the worst traffic will be this afternoon.
Traffic leaving the city will be bad today for sure, but New York will also be full of inbound tourists here to see the inflation of the balloons for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
And you know, the crowds gathering tonight at 81st Street and Columbus Avenue will be seeing several new balloons this year.
Stuart, the one-eyed minion from Despicable Me 2, a new green dinosaur, the debut of Bluey, and a new Diary of a Wimpy Kid balloon.
You know, my kids are older. I don't know what any of those things are.
I don't either.
Except for the Minion. That one I know. But when the crews put air into these balloons, they're also going to have the old standby, SpongeBob and Pikachu. At the same time, the police commissioner, Keyshawn Sewell, will be joining Mayor Eric Adams and the Macy's CEO to make some kind of parade safety announcement.
And when the parade fades, the aroma begins in kitchens everywhere, coupled with the fumes of how much we paid for all this. Marla Diamond is in Secaucus with shoppers digesting the bill for a ridiculously expensive feast this year. Marla.
Ashok, that bill is a heartburn inducing 20 to 30% more this year in the tri-state, according to the state's farm bureaus, driven largely by the cost of the star of the show, the turkey, about $181 a pound. That's up 21% from last year. At that price, a 16-pound bird will cost you about $30. Here at the Walmart in Harmon Meadow, we found plenty of shoppers filling their carts, but trying to cut back in other ways. Laura Gray, a mother of two from Weehawken who just lost her job, is doing Thanksgiving a bit differently this year.
So what we're doing this year, instead of traveling, we're doing a friends Thanksgiving. So a lot of my friends were pitching in. Like, I'm doing the turkey, and that's all I have to do, thank God. Somebody's all doing the accoutrements, the aside. Somebody's doing the dessert, so it's saving money that way.
The higher turkey prices are a result of an avian flu, continuing supply chain disruptions, also the war in Ukraine. Even if New Jersey shoppers can find a cheaper bird, which they can at Walmart, they're likely to pay higher prices for the rest of the meal. As overall inflation cools, food prices still remain about 12% higher than they were this time last year, according to the latest Consumer Price Index report. Ashok and Wayne.
To Craig Allen's Weather Center. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. 44 degrees right now under a clear sky, and it is going to remain clear for the nights and sunny for the days right through Thanksgiving afternoon. And then some clouds will start to show up, but no rain. For today, the high will be up around 55. Tonight's low 35 to 40 and about 30 in the colder suburbs. Tomorrow, 50 to 55 degrees. Fine day. Mid-40s when the parade starts tomorrow morning. So a little chilly, but turning out to be a nice day. Friday, though, there will be showery weather and a high between 50 and 55 degrees. So plan accordingly if you're going to be traveling around shopping, coming home on Friday, perhaps there will be showery weather. 44 right now, humidity 36%.
Thanks, Craig. And HIV-positive woman in New York City has become the first person to get a heart transplant from a donor who's also HIV-positive. Doctors at Montefiore Einstein Center for Transplantation performed the operation this spring, and so far, so good. The recipient is a 62-year-old Westchester grandmother, she told The Times. April 13th is my new birth date because that's when I got my heart.
A subway stabber remains on the loose after an attack on two people on the L train last night. One of the two attacks had happened within a half an hour of each other.
Two incidents at two different stations, the latest on a Brooklyn-bound L train around 10:30, a man slashing a woman during an argument and slashing a Good Samaritan who tried to intervene. The hate crimes task force now investigating as the suspect allegedly made anti-Muslim remarks. Both victims taken to Bellevue in stable condition. The yellow crime scene tape still up this morning. The floor still wet from the blood having been cleaned off. This is transit crime up 35% over last year. Not out of sight, but out of mind for some riders.
Need to. It is what it is. I don't put it to memory. I just move through life.
A half hour before, two men fought aboard an F train when one stabbed the other, then again on the platform in Herald Square. The victim also stable at Bellevue. The suspects in both incidents still at large. In Union Square, Samantha Liebman, WCBS News Radio 880.
The man who threw a brick through the front window of a gay bar on 9th Avenue is identified by police as a 34-year-old from Manhattan.
The owner of Verse, the gay bar on 9th Avenue, said he hopes the arrest of the suspect accused of throwing the bricks is the end of the trouble. David D. Paraliso said he's somewhat puzzled, though, that this is not considered a hate crime.
But I don't know how that's interpreted or the definition of hate, but it does seem like that this gentleman may himself have been gay.
The police arrested 34-year-old Sean Keon. People in the neighborhood say they see him frequently walking up and down, exhibiting odd behavior. A police source said the brick throwing seemed to stem from an ongoing dispute between Verse and a gay bar next door called Mickey Spillane's. In Hell's Kitchen, Carol DiOria, WCBS News Radio 880.
We're following breaking news of a mass shooting at a Walmart overnight in Chesapeake, Virginia.
The Chesapeake Police Department responded to a report of a shooting around 10:15 last night.
Obviously, this is a very large store. It's a super center. I mean, I don't know how many square feet. It's very, very large. I don't know how busy it was at the time. You know, we're just a couple days away from Thanksgiving, so I don't know how much shopping. I don't know.
Rescue and tactical police found the dead and wounded over a span of 35 to 40 minutes. Six people are confirmed dead, and police believe there was one shooter who is dead.
Two men arrested at Penn Station Friday night will be in court today to be charged in a plot to attack synagogues in New York City. Christopher Brown is 21. Matthew Marr is 22. They were stopped by police after a tip from the UJA Federation of New York. The Jewish group's online surveillance team working in Manhattan saw hate chatter that seemed serious. One Twitter user warned big moves being made on Friday. That same user also asked whether he should shoot up a synagogue and die. Then a third post, this time I'm really going to do it. The suspect, Christopher Brown, was allegedly found carrying an illegal gun with 30-round magazine and military-style knife, also had a swastika arm patch, a ski mask. The New York Times says he told authorities that he operated a white supremacist Twitter group. And the other suspect, the 22-year-old, was one of his followers.
Now our WCBS News Radio, 88 seconds in sound for this date, November 23rd. If I'm not back again
this time tomorrow. He only admitted publicly that he had AIDS the day before he died, when he also appealed to his fans to help combat the disease.
It was profound when we all learned on this date about the passing of Queen's Freddie Mercury. 1991.
He'd known for 2 years that he had AIDS, but had kept it quiet, living the life of a recluse in his £5 million mansion in West London, where fans have been paying their tributes.
The Health Minister, Mrs. Virginia Bottomley, predicted his death would have a big impact in preventing the spread of AIDS.
I do think that the death of somebody who's been so admired and has been such a hero in some respects does have a very profound impact. Last week we had the announcement from Magic Johnson.
The announcement by basketball star Magic Johnson that he was retiring from the game because he was HIV positive won him universal praise. He was also heterosexual. Not only was Freddie Mercury homosexual, but he kept his illness from his public until the last moment. Despite his crippling illness, Freddie Mercury managed earlier this year to finish his final record. The show must go on.
The rest of Queen, Brian May, Roger Taylor, Jim Beach, and Mercury's former fiancée Mary Austin formed a charity to fight AIDS worldwide, the Mercury Phoenix Trust. It remains active today. This is November 23rd.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.